Good morning, friends. This is Joel Martin with you for the Everlasting Word. Now, today's message is going to come from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 11. And the thought for today is where Jesus says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. Take my yoke upon you, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Now, those are the last three verses of Matthew chapter 11. And it's something that we've probably heard over and over throughout our lives. And maybe it's to the point where we've taken these statements that Jesus made for granted. But there is so much power. There is so much life in these statements that we really need to stop and think about and meditate on what Jesus is telling us here. For at first he says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." All Jesus says is, "Come unto me." Now, this world thinks that our Lord and Savior is not approachable. But friends, I am here to tell you that my Lord, my Savior, is very approachable. We have people in our lives that it's easy to go up to and strike up a conversation with them and talk with them and visit with them. There's other people that it's not so easy. Friends, I'm here to tell you that Jesus Christ is very approachable. The only people in Scripture that he upbraided and was really hard on was the self-righteous Pharisees. Even the woman at the well who had four husbands and the fifth that she was living with was not her husband. Jesus knew all about that. But did Jesus condemn her? No. He approached her. He talked with her. He communed with her. Friends, our Lord and Savior is very approachable. And friend, if you're out there and you've never been saved and you've never experienced the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, he just simply says, "Come unto me." But now, who are the groups of people here that Jesus is talking about when he says, "Come unto me"? Well, the immediate audience that he's speaking to are those Jews that were under the ceremonial law, and they were working. They were taught to work to keep the law, and by them working to keep the law, that's how they earn righteousness. That's how they earn favor before the true and the living God. And friends, it was labor, and it was a heavy laden unto them. And Jesus says, in other words, as the Jews worked to keep the law, to find righteousness, they tried to earn it. But Jesus says, "Come unto me, all ye that are labor, that all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." What Jesus is telling these Jews under the ceremonial law is, you don't have to earn anything. You don't have to work for anything. You just come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. You don't have to earn it. I will give it to you. Now, the second group of people that he's speaking to, and it could be to his immediate audience, but it also applies for all time periods. People who are burdened with sin. People that are burdened with sin, they know they're in sin and they're laboring trying to break its chains. Friend, I'm telling you, sin will always take you further than you ever expected. It will get you deeper than you ever expected, and it will have a stronghold on you. And friend, you cannot break the chains of sin. You will labor, you will labor, you will wear yourself out trying to break the chains of sin, but you cannot do it. And Jesus is simply saying, come unto me, and I will give you rest. Jesus Christ, through his grace and his mercy, will break the bondage of sin in your life and free you and apply the blood that he shed on the cross of Calvary to your heart. He will put that earnest into your heart, and your name will be in the Lamb's Book of Life, and you will spend eternity with him in heaven. But he simply says, come unto me. That's an action that we need to take. We need to come to him. And then the third group of people I believe that he's speaking to is us Christians who have come unto him by faith and been saved. But this world gets us weary. We have to labor. We have to labor in this world, and it gets us heavy laden. It gets us down. So we have to make it a practice of each and every day of our life to come unto him. Cast our cares upon him. Cast all our cares upon him, for he cares for us. He is our intercessor. He is the one that's between us and God the Father. We can cast all our cares. We can cast all our fears. We can cast all our doubts. We can cast everything upon him. But he simply says, come unto me. Now, we go to verse 29. In verse 28, he gives us the come unto me. After we come unto him, after we come to him, he gives us another action in verse 29. He says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. So that's that act of faith there. We've come to him, then we have to exercise faith in him. Take my yoke upon you. Now you have to keep in mind, here's these Jews listening to him. These Jews have been taught that the way to find favor before Almighty God is you must work to earn his favor. You must work to try to keep the law, to dot every I, cross every T in the law, and that's the only way that you can find righteousness before the holy and righteous God. But Jesus here in verse 29 is referring to his yoke. So I can only imagine when these Jews hear Jesus say, take my yoke upon you, they're scratching their heads thinking, what's he talking about? You might be asking, what does he mean here? Jesus says, take my yoke upon you. What is that yoke? That is the yoke of grace. That is the yoke of grace. That is the grace where he came. He lived a perfect life, a sinless life for you and for me, so that it would enable him, when his hour had come, that he could go to the cross of Calvary and shed his blood and die on my behalf, on your behalf. And then when he utters the words, it is finished, the day of grace started, and every man had access because the veil tore from top to bottom, and every man has access to God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost, and we can go straight to him. He is our intercessor. All we have to do is come unto him and take his yoke and practice faith in him. But then he gives another command after he tells us to take my yoke upon you. He says, and learn of me. Learn of me. We need to learn more. about our Lord. We need to learn more about our Savior. How do we do that? We learn about Him by getting in His Word. Getting in His Word and studying and meditating and learn about His nature, learn about His character. But then, after He says, and learn of me, He gives a description of Himself. He says, for I am meek and lowly in heart. I think one of the most misunderstood terms in the Bible is meek or meekness. So when Jesus describes Himself as meek, what does He mean? Well, some of the characteristics of being meek are these. It's a total lack of self-pride to the point of lack of self-concern, where the person places greater emphasis on serving others. Doesn't that sound like our Lord? He has no self-pride. He has no self-pride to the point of a lack of self-concern, because He's more concerned about serving others than He is about serving Himself. So then I have to look myself in the mirror and I say, do I have more of a concern of serving others than serving myself? Now keep in mind, Jesus started this out where He says, come unto me. And He has more of a concern of serving you and me than He does serving Himself. Now, another characteristic of meekness is a disciplined calmness. A third characteristic is a willingness to endure. Now, when I think about this, willingness to endure. He was willing to endure the cross. He despised the cross, but He endured the cross because of what was just beyond the cross. He endured the shame, the humiliation, the pain, and all of those things because He was more willing to serve you and I than He was to serve Himself. Another characteristic of meekness is a willingness to share and sacrifice on the behalf of others. Wow. Wow. He was willing to sacrifice Himself on my behalf, on your behalf. Now, as I let out the message where I said that our Lord is very approachable, and you study through the characteristics of meekness, we can come to Him. It does not matter what condition we are in. As the song says, just as I am, it does not matter what sin we're in. If we come to Him with a broken heart and a contrite spirit, He will shed His grace and mercy upon us, upon our lives, upon our heart. We will be His, and no one shall pluck us out of the Father's hand. But He says, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. Not that you might find rest, but ye shall find rest. And Jesus ends it, for my yoke is easy. My yoke is easy, not the Pharisees' yoke. He says, but my yoke is easy and my burden is light. But the very first step that we need to take is to come unto Him and then take His yoke of grace and learn of Him. So that's today's message. I hope something has been said that's a help. I will be back with you next week. This is Joel Martin.